It didn't matter to me. It was just a number on a piece of paper. Yeah, it might, oh wow, look at my net worth. Who cares? It was a house for me. It provided shelter. I could sleep. I felt safe in it, had a cool view, and it was close to where I could go hike and mountain bike and ride my motorcycle. I could just go a few homes and go play. So I just loved being there. What it was on a piece of paper value-wise meant nothing to me at that time. So a couple years later, all of a sudden, when I experienced deflation, 06 through 09, everything's like tumbling, land, real estate, everything's worth nothing. I had no intention to go sell my house and realize a loss because all of a sudden, instead of it being worth 450, it's worth 200,000. It didn't, where am I going to go? It didn't matter. I didn't care. It was a home. So what it was on a piece of paper did not matter to me. And why would I want to take a unrealized loss and realize that loss?
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I have a short episode today discussing unrealized losses versus realized losses. And I don't have much of a voice yet. I just got back from Las Vegas. I'm back in home and in the Reno, Tahoe area. I had a great financial workshop, 2 intense days working with some of the best advisors in this country, mentors to me, peers to me. And I just love all the side conversations, just where I crave more and more knowledge. And I'm so grateful for the experiences and the time and the conversations so that I can keep learning. And more importantly, coming back home and applying that knowledge. And grateful for that time and the training at that workshop. And also a day before, getting to see a really good friend that was my next door neighbor in Jersey when we grew up. And we did so much together. And then now living in Vegas, getting to spend a day or so with his family and catch up. And he's a great host and just a lot of fun. And so grateful for the last few days. And also grateful to be home. I miss my little guy. I miss my wife. And I miss being in the office and happy to do this recording talking about realized losses versus unrealized losses. There's been a lot of worry, a lot of concern of what's going over this year. People have gotten very spoiled expecting the stock market since 09 essentially just go up and up and up year after year. And markets like to go down. They go up and they go down. And when they go down, fear always outweighs greed. And it creates this momentum. And Wall Street's my bright and shiny object. I've been doing the show for over 4 years. I probably sounded anti-Wall Street for quite some time, but that wasn't my point. I love Wall Street. It's just I quite often think it's the last place to go. There's a lot more that can be done for people. Understanding cash flow and budget, the most horrible word out there. Boy, I have no voice. Budgeting. But measuring what gets measured can be managed. But having good saving strategies, having a buffer for 6 months to a year in a savings account, uncorrelated to all these other investments out there, and then earning, having that foundation in place to start investing. And so the stock market's going down through this correction period, is going down through these drawdowns. People are experiencing, unless they sell, unrealized losses. The problem with this kind of momentum, and of course the news feeds into this fear, and we've got a lot of really valid concerns what's going on a worldwide basis and here locally in the United States and in every community, but there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of concern, inflation's to the roof. Now that's something the government needs to, it's amazing to me, all these corporations beginning of this year started scaling back. For example, a lot of companies don't match 401ks this year. They're not hiring, they're reducing hours, they're doing things because it's called budgeting. That's how corporations stay successful. They pull back when the revenue is not there. They forecast and look forward. Yet the government needs to do the same game and live within its means. And a lot of this stuff could be rectified a lot sooner than later. And we're experiencing a lot of losses in the stock market for a variety of reasons. And it's always, and I've talked about this with exit strategies, reversion to the mean, drawdowns, we're experiencing a substantial drawdown. But until you sell, and this, by the way, I can't emphasize enough, I don't know your current position and what's going on, and I highly encourage you to talk to your financial advisor. But when you have this drawdown in the market, and if everything's on track, hey, you've had this experience in drawdown, but your advisor explained, hey, this is how the market could go down, this is how it can go up. If you're in that bandwidth and you're still playing the game and everything's following that game, to have fear creep in and then go sell and realize that loss could be devastating. because the market historically has a tendency after strong corrections to go back up. Now, what would we pay for a crystal ball? The market's going to go up, down, or sideways tomorrow. But for me, it's comfort when you go back and you look at historically what the markets have done, or you look at historically what real estate has done. When we go through these type of corrections, it comes back. And when I first got in this industry, end of 2008, and got my securities licenses early 2009, a lot of people were firing their financial advisor because they were years from retirement. And they experienced like 60, 70, 80% correction, which that should not have occurred. I would argue that they were positioned in funds that were way too aggressive. They should not have experienced that kind of drawdown, but they did. And then, of course, they did the worst thing possible because of fear. Now, of course, hindsight's 20/20. They don't know what tomorrow is going to be, but they sold, took those unrealized losses on paper and realized those losses. And then we're coming to me, what do I do? I'm like, oh my gosh, you should talk to me prior to doing that. But so my whole point is, and I'm going to equate it to real estate, and hopefully this removes, if you're experiencing some concern, you're experiencing some worry with these drawdowns in the market, have a heart-to-heart conversation with your advisor if you have an advisor and see where you fit in that puzzle. And one of the most devastating things that can be done is take an unrealized loss, get out of your game plan, and then realize that loss because fear is really creeping in. It feels real. The reality is just numbers on a piece of paper. It's all about cash flow and the movement of money. That's what makes money so valuable, is it's just energy. It's an amplifier. It creates opportunities. On a piece of paper sitting idle, it means nothing. It means something. There's peace of mind there, but it means nothing. And so I kind of like to equate it something I think is very real. I love real estate because of all the things it can do with $1. And the first time in my life that I experienced back in 2004, my first home was worth like $450,000 on a piece of paper. I think it was bought for $190,000 years prior. And the markets were crazy. And if you want to watch a great movie, The Big Short, talking about that industry then and what happened and why real estate and the stock markets had such a huge correction and why Bear Stearns got wiped out. And we had this crumbling effect. But it was just insane to me, like, how in the world is my house worth $450,000? And I'm watching neighbors across the street, the house put up for sale, bought, and then two days later, a new person who bought it is putting it back up for sale again to make $25,000. And I was like, this is insane. This cannot last. And then I experienced, but to me, whether it was worth $190,000 or worth $450,000, it didn't matter to me. It was just a number on a piece of paper. Yeah, it might, oh wow, look at my net worth. Who cares? It was a house for me. It provided shelter. I could sleep. I felt safe in it, had a cool view, and it was close to where I could go hike and mountain bike and ride my motorcycle. I could just go a few homes and go play. So I just loved being there. What it was on a piece of paper value-wise meant nothing to me at that time. So a couple years later, all of a sudden, when I experienced deflation, 06 through 09, everything's like tumbling, land, real estate, everything's worth nothing. I had no intention to go sell my house and realize a loss because all of a sudden, instead of it being worth $450,000, it's worth $200,000. Where am I going to go? It didn't matter. I didn't care. It was a home. So what it was on a piece of paper did not matter to me. And why would I want to take a unrealized loss and realize that loss? So when you look at, now take that to like real estate, apply that to rental properties. If you have a house that's worth $500,000, and it's creating nice revenue, nice monthly rental income streams, and then all of a sudden that house goes from $500,000 to $250,000, are you going to realize that loss? Are you going to take that unrealized loss on a piece of paper that's still paying you nice rental income, and maybe there's a little bit of a haircut, right? The income's gone down a little bit, but it's still creating cash flow. It's still creating this nice revenue stream, regardless that it's worth $500,000 or $250,000. Are you going to realize that loss? Or understanding and looking back at the history of real estate, hang in for that downturn, enjoy the cash flow, enjoy the reduction in tax liabilities, enjoy the equity that will come back over time. History has the tendency to repeat itself. Instead of selling that asset because, oh my gosh, it went from $500,000 to $250,000, game over. So I just thought I'd equate what's going on in the market to real estate. I think it's very real. It's very tangible. I always like having conversations with my wife on the weekend and running scenarios by her. I said, hey, if our theoretical house that we're renting went from $500,000 to $250,000, but still generating $3,000 in rent gross, right? But then net after taxes, et cetera, property management fees, say it's netting $2,400 before income taxes. Are we going to go sell that property and lose out on that revenue? Or are we going to hang on to it? No, that'd be crazy to sell it. So why would we realize that loss? So that's my topic for today. I love doing the show. I hope this conversation talking about realized losses versus unrealized losses and equating it to real estate was enjoyable for you, created some value. And look forward to next week's episode when I've got my voice back, and look forward to having more and more guests for the rest of this year. Till next week, thank you so much. I look forward to next week's show.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.